This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/joy, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
I would love to go on vacation, but I don't want to leave our Charlie behind.
I agree. I heard that the magazine Fido Friendly lists places where you can stay with your pet. They also offer reviews so you have an idea about pet policy to include any restrictions, fees, and what pet amenities to expect.
That's, dare I say, possum. What are we waiting for?
I'm way ahead of you. I just logged on to FidoFriendly.com and found a 4-star resort. Hilton Santa Fe Resort and Spa at Buffalo Thunder in New Mexico.
Charlie agrees. When do we leave?
As soon as you can pack your bags. It's off to adventure with Charlie, thanks to Fido Friendly Magazine. To find your next family adventure that includes your furry family friend, log on to FidoFriendly.com.
This is an Animal Radio News Update.
I'm Stacey Cohen for Animal Radio. Scientists in Utah are revealing some details about a brand new dinosaur species that's been discovered. Dr. Alan Titus says the animal's unique features show just how diverse dinosaurs were in the southern U.S.
This animal, to me, has become the poster child for the uniqueness of the dinosaurs in the southern U.S. At some point in the past, these two groups of animals were isolated from each other and started evolving in completely different directions.
Titus has been key in researching this new species. It was found on the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument in the southern part of Utah about 7 years ago. Paleontologists talked about the new dinosaur find at the Natural History Museum in Salt Lake City. The species was part of the Triceratops family, and it had one horn over its nose and the other horn over its eyes. A funeral director in Scotland has found a way to help people stay environmentally friendly in the afterlife. That's always a good thing, right? According to the Scotsman, John Fraser and his sons are offering their customers the option of using a woolen coffin rather than the standard model made out of wood. I would think that would be so hot. I mean, can you imagine in the summer? You'd be just dying from the heat. Oh, quiet. They explain that the softer caskets are made from 100% British wool, and they're supported by a strong recycled cardboard frame, and then they've got a cotton lining. They also come with a personalized nameplate and a biodegradable waterproof base. You need that nameplate just in case you get lost in the afterlife. Vicky Fraser, who runs a business with her dad, says the demand for the alternative is growing. She adds that many people are impressed with how comforting the woolen coffins feel. Recreational fisherman Elliot Sudal doesn't like competing with sharks. On the other night, he pulled a 200-pound sandbar shark from the water with his, ready for this, bare hands in Nantucket, Massachusetts. That's my kind of man. The shark was reportedly eating the bluefish, and Sudal wanted to catch it. So Sudal told the New York Daily News he caught the shark on his fishing line, and when it had tired, he ran into the water, snatched it up by the tail. He released the shark so it could go back to hunting. He also told the paper he's pulled dozens of shark from the watery home because, quote, there's something satisfying about catching something bigger than you. How about a disease? An alligator that's been roaming around ditches in Gulfport, Mississippi has finally been caught. Police say the gator was caught while sunbathing yesterday near a UPS building. Officers used a catch pole typically reserved for dogs to nab the animal. The 3.5-foot gator will be relocated to a safer place away from neighborhoods. I'm Stacey Cohen. Get more animal breaking news at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update. Get more at animalradio.com.
Check out Animal Radio highlights, all the good stuff without the blah, blah, blah. Browse on over to animalradio.pet.
Now, what I want to talk about today, because what? People have been bringing this up to me, and about brushing and combing your dogs, and people have a misconception about if you cut your dog down short, that you don't have to brush and comb your dog, and that is the biggest fallacy in the world, and it's only going to cause more problems in your household. Basically, pets need to be brushed and combed automatically. Every single pet, and I don't care who tells you otherwise, that their dog doesn't shed. Every single dog sheds. Every dog on the planet. We shed. And they may not shed at the degree of some other pets, like a German Shepherd is going to shed a hell of a lot more than a Bichon. Okay, that's common fact, but that doesn't mean the Bichon doesn't shed. So what happens is what a lot of people would do with these dogs, like Bichons, poodles and all, is they cut them down short, you know, for maintenance. Now, unfortunately, and I hate to say this about my peers, a lot of groomers out there, what they'll do is, you know what, just to alleviate some time, they don't go through the whole brushing and combing process. And basically what happens is when you cut that dog down, that hair that now wants to come out, well, it's going to shed out shorter hair that's going to get caught in your comforters, in your pillows, in your carpets, and it's going to be harder to get out. The other thing it does is because it don't have the natural process, because once you cut that hair short, see, when the coat is a little bit longer, when a dog is moving about, whether the dog is outside or, you know, rubbing against the furniture or the carpet, it's pulling out that dead coat. Now, unfortunately, you're finding it in your house, but that process builds healthy, nice new coat, which not only will give it better color, will give it a better texture, but also will keep your dog smelling better. That natural process stimulates the skin, so everything works better. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that you brush and comb your dog. And also, it's a great socializing tool, especially if you have a pet that's a little bit shy. So, you know, the more you brush and comb it, the more you handle the pet, the better it is. But the importance of it, I can't stress it enough, is because it really does make a difference in that pet's well-being. Not only look, but also how he feels. It keeps them from scratching as much. So it's a process that you need to do. And even if you only did it once a week, you know what? It's still a hell of a lot better than not doing it at all.
There you go. Joey Volani, ladies and gentlemen, on Animal Radio. Let's hit the phones for Joey. We have Woody on the phones. Hey, Woody, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Western Wyoming.
Western Wyoming. Is that where you live?
It dang sure is. All 54 of my years so far.
Oh, wow. That must be quiet and enjoyable and nature-like and all that.
It is. It's 7,000 feet. You can't beat it.
I would pass out at 7,000 feet. I get dizzy going to Denver. Hey, listen, I know you wanted to talk to Joey. What's going on?
Hey, I've got a 2-year-old male, miniature schnauzer. I adopted this dog in January, and he's had some coat problems. He was an outside dog. Even in Wyoming, people leave these little dogs outside. I brought him in, and all of a sudden, he started losing all of his hair on his back. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons I bought a schnauzer is they don't shed. Well, I've got one that does, and I've taken him to my vet, and lately I keep him groomed down with I use wall clippers on a number 2, and about every week he gets to where he just starts shedding really bad.
An easy fix, Woody. And I got to tell you one thing. Whoever told you schnauzers don't shed, boy, did they lie to you. They're a double-coated breed. And any double-coated breed actually sheds more than a single-coated dog, okay? They should have a soft, downy undercoat, and then they should have a wiry top coat. Now, it's funny that you're bringing this up, because basically this is just what I just spoke about in the tip that I put out there. Especially on a wire-coated dog that has a double coat, what happens is you're doing everything correct. You the number two is a perfect length. It's about maybe a little bit more or a little bit less than a half inch long. Right. The wall clippers are great. But what you have to do is we got to stimulate it, because what you're doing is you're removing that top coat. And what's happening is you're building abundance of undercoat because it's not cutting that. So what you have to do is you have to get that undercoat out as well. Once you get that undercoat out, it's not going to shed nearly as much. It's very, very controllable to the point where it's tolerable. So this is what I want you to do. There's a process called carding. Now, carding, all it is a deep combing. They make certain tools out there. Actually, the easiest one to find is Furminator. It's a little bit pricey, but that's all it's made for, is to deep shed dogs that have short coats. So after you clip your dog down, what you want to do is you want to take the Furminator tool, and you're going to go over the coat lightly. And what that's going to do, that's going to remove all that coat that's now bothering you. Now, the question I have, does the dog also have dandruff because of this?
No,
dry skin.
Doesn't.
Okay.
My vet told me, he says he believes it's dry coat. I'm doing some medicine on his food every day, a capsule every day, and I bathe him once a week with some medicated shampoo that's supposed to help moisturize his coat.
Let me ask you a question. Have you noticed any difference at all since you've been doing that?
I do, and I've done this now for 3 weeks, and about a day or two before his normal bath day, you'll start seeing it. He rides on my lap everywhere I go, and I'll start seeing a lot of shedding on my shirt about a day or two before it's time for his bath.
I'll tell you what, I know it's exactly what I'm thinking is happening. When you're bathing the dog, the bathing process is helping remove that loose undercoat, but it's not removing it enough. Okay, so what's happening is it's in that process that right before a bath, it's shedding heavily, and then when you bathe the dog, it's reducing it, but it's not getting it out enough. So if you can, go out and get that tool, Furminator, use that, and you would use it just like you would use a rake, basically. You're going to rake through the coat, not real hard at all, just enough that you're going to start to see the undercoat come up, and you're going to notice a drastic change in your dog's color. It's going to go from the lighter color that it is to a little bit darker, okay? And basically what that's doing, it's pulling out that dead hair, because that dead hair is dulling out the coat that's hidden underneath it. And once you start seeing that, you're also going to get beautiful color back in your dog's coat. Your dog's coat's going to look a hell of a lot healthier. And it's going to grow in thicker, but it's going to shed a hell of a lot less. Try that. I almost, if I had to place a bet here, if I was in Vegas, I'd put all my money on that.
Okay. Can this be done while I'm showering? This is one of the few dogs I've ever seen that will literally jump in the shower with you and doesn't mind a bit.
You know what? And without seeing your dog, I don't know. And this is what I would say. I would say you can definitely try it in the shower. And if you're getting out the undercoat, which you're going to know right away, you're going to be pulling out hair, and it's only going to pull out really what needs to. I mean, if you're pulling out anything else, the dog is going to let you know right away that he doesn't like it. So if it's coming out, absolutely, no problem. If it's not, then you'd want to do a dry.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Hope that helps, Woody.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. They're listening on the western slope of Wyoming, backwoods there, Animal Radio, everywhere you are.
That sounds nice. Maybe we should go broadcast from there.
I'm thinking so.
We'll go to Woody's house.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now, You'll thank me later. 800-987-0618. 800-987-0618. That's 800-987-0618.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-927-9819. 800-927-9819. 800-927-9819. Call right now. 800-927-9819.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/joy, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.